CATL rumored to have given lower prices for battery supply to NIO and Zeekr. By CNEV Post. Chinese power battery giant CATL is rumored to have lowered the price of batteries it supplies to NIO and Zeekr, as the price of lithium carbonate, a key raw material for batteries, continues to fall. A research note by local Chinese brokerage Tianfeng Securities, which lowered their forecast for CATL's earnings in the third quarter, circulated in Chinese media as well as on social media yesterday. Subsequently, several auto bloggers on Weibo said that this could be due to CATL's price concessions to two key customers, NIO and Zeekr, which could contribute 2 percentage points to NIO's gross margin in the third quarter. CATL's move may also be telling other car makers that battery prices are negotiable and will continue to fall, a Weibo blogger with more than 100,000 followers wrote yesterday. Earlier yesterday, several local media reported that Tianfeng Securities lowered their forecast for CATL's third-quarter profit to 11 billion Chinese yuan from 11.5 billion Chinese yuan previously. CATL had been gradually negotiating rebate programs with customers for next year in the third quarter, so it took early accruals for that, according to the note. The new decline in lithium carbonate prices, which has lasted for months, may be one of the key reasons for CATL's rumored move. On November 23, 2022, the price of battery-grade lithium carbonate in China rose to 590,000 Chinese yuan per ton, up about 14 times from 41,000 Chinese yuan per ton in June 2020. However, going into 2023, factors including weak demand for electric vehicles caused lithium carbonate prices to decline. From the beginning of the year through April 21, battery-grade lithium carbonate prices fell about 65% in China, according to data from Mysteel. After seeing a brief rebound in June, battery-grade lithium carbonate prices have resumed their downward trend since July and are currently quoted at 178,500 Chinese yuan per ton, down about 41% from 304,000 Chinese yuan per ton in early July. The previous surge in lithium carbonate prices has put pressure on EV makers' earnings, as the battery pack is one of the most expensive parts of an EV, and in some cases can account for 30 to 40% of the cost of the entire vehicle. NIO founder, chairman, and CEO William Li said in an analyst call after the company announced its earnings on November 10, 2022, that every 100,000 Chinese yuan increase in the price of lithium carbonate will negatively impact NIO's gross margins by 2 percentage points. On September 21, CNEV Post asked Li the following question in an interview following NIO's NIO in 2023 Innovation Day event. The price of lithium carbonate has been falling for 3 months now, to less than 200,000 Chinese yuan per ton. How does this affect NIO's gross margin? Li said at the time that every 50,000 Chinese yuan drop in the price of lithium carbonate would result in roughly a 1.5% improvement in NIO's gross margin. NIO is pleased to see lithium carbonate prices returning to rationality and sees further room for them to fall, Li told CNEV Post at the time. For NIO, lower battery costs are what it needs to improve its financial position. NIO's gross margin fell further to 1.0% in the second quarter from 1.5% in the first quarter, lower than 13.0% a year earlier. The company's vehicle margin was 6.2% in the second quarter, down from 16.7% in the same period last year, and an improvement from 5.1% in the first quarter, according to its second quarter earnings report. The decline in vehicle margins compared with the second quarter of 2022 was primarily attributable to changes in product mix, partially offset by lower unit battery costs, NIO said in the earnings report.